Test 11. Section C. The term biological clock is applied to the means by which living things adjust their activity patterns without any obvious cue to the time of day or the month or the year. The biological clocks seem to be beautifully adapted to the needs of living things. They are affected, but little, if at all, by drugs, chemicals, or wide temperature difference, factors which may alter substantially the rates of all ordinary processes of the body. The nature of the biological clock's mechanism is still a mystery. Two quite different theories can account for them. According to the first of these theories, each individual contains its own independent timing system. This is believed to have evolved, aided by natural selection, as an adaptation to the rhythmic environment. It has now become independent of the environment. The other theory holds that living things react continuously to their rhythmic physical environment. The setting of their biological clocks, therefore, involves a constant adjustment to subtle environment forces. But the search for the specific timing system has been futile thus far. Not only has no independent timing system ever been discovered, but there has not yet been even a guess as to its nature.
Now the passage will be read again.
The term biological clock is applied to the means by which living things adjust their activity patterns without any obvious cue to the time of day or the month or the year. The biological clocks seem to be beautifully adapted to the needs of living things. They are affected, but little, if at all, by drugs, chemicals, or wide temperature difference, factors which may alter substantially the rates of all ordinary processes of the body. The nature of the biological clock's mechanism is still a mystery. Two quite different theories can account for them. According to the first of these theories, each individual contains its own independent timing system. This is believed to have evolved, aided by natural selection, as an adaptation to the rhythmic environment. It has now become independent of the environment. The other theory holds that living things react continuously to their rhythmic physical environment. The setting of their biological clocks, therefore, involves a constant adjustment to subtle environment forces. But the search for the specific timing system has been futile thus far. Not only has no independent timing system ever been discovered, but there has not yet been even a guess as to its nature.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
The term biological clock is applied to the means by which living things adjust their activity patterns without any obvious cue to the time of day or the month or the year. The biological clocks seem to be beautifully adapted to the needs of living things. They are affected, but little, if at all, by drugs, chemicals or wide temperature difference, factors which may alter substantially the rates of all ordinary processes of the body. The nature of the biological clock's mechanism is still a mystery. Two quite different theories can account for them. According to the first of these theories, each individual contains its own independent timing system. This is believed to have evolved, aided by natural selection, as an adaptation to the rhythmic environment. It has now become independent of the environment. The other theory holds that living things react continuously to their rhythmic physical environment. The setting of their biological clocks, therefore, involves a constant adjustment to subtle environment forces. But the search for the specific timing system has been futile thus far. Not only has no independent timing system ever been discovered, but there has not yet been even a guess as to its nature.